Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. NVDA is a free screen reader that is available to anybody around the world to work with their Windows PCs. For the past several years, the developers of NVDA have been sponsoring a conference in which many people can participate to talk about future plans, issues they've been having, and what they'd like to see in future versions.
We'll speak with Derek Reamer and Bhavya Shah, who are the co-chairs of this year's annual International Web-Based Conference, which will be held the weekend of May 20th. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is that NVDA has a tip of the day plugin.
For our tip of the week, you mentioned, Derek, that you had a tip that was particularly interesting for people who are interested in tips. Can you talk about the plugin that you developed for NVDA?
Yes, there is a tip of the day plugin for NVDA. If you go to the NVDA add-ons website, which is addons.nvda-project.org, you can find a tip of the day add-on, which I developed a couple of years ago. And every time NVDA reboots, or once per day, depending on which happens first, NVDA will pop up a dialog with a tip, and you can go back and forth through the tips if you want to see more or less. And it allows you to select how advanced you are with using Windows, if you would like to get better tips for your usage of Windows.
Do you also have the option of turning it off if you don't want to get a tip every day?
You can uninstall it.
Well, there you go.
Or you can disable the add-on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Great. So there you go. If you're interested in tips and you want to learn more, that can be a tremendous tool. What a great idea.
And on a completely different topic, here's another tip from Derek.
So, when you're searching in your web browser in Mozilla Firefox or Google Chrome, let's say you're searching for, and you've gone to nvdacon.org multiple times. If you simply type NV and then press the down arrow, you can arrow through all of the websites that have NV in their URL or name, and it will search through your history and bookmarks and give you the sites and most recently visited, so that you can easily find what you want without having to type the whole URL.
That's a great tip for improving productivity and efficiency.
Let's start by meeting Derek and Bhavya and learning about their roles with NVDA and NVDACon, as well as what else they are involved in.
I am Derek Reamer. I'm the chair of NVDACon 2017, and I'm a computer science student in my almost fifth year of college at the University of Colorado Boulder. And I'm also an active NVDA contributor. I help triage tickets and work on code for the NVDA project, as well as running NVDACon and doing some add-on review and other stuff like that. I'm also one of the engineers on the Dictation Bridge team and plan to go into the accessibility field as a career.
For those who don't know what Dictation Bridge is, it's a free program that you can use to combine speech recognition with most of the popular screen readers. And we did an entire episode on that earlier this year in number 1708.
I am Bhavya Shah, and I currently study in the 10th grade. I belong to Mumbai, India, and I did not contribute code to the NVDA project, but in terms of testing snapshots and contributing to the localizations, and at NVDACon International, I primarily serve as a content writer and help out in planning an organization, and I was the chairperson of the Asian NVDACon 2016 last year.
Many of our listeners are blind, and NVDA is a screen reader. Are both of you blind?
Yes.
Completely.
I'm completely blind as well.
In your introduction, you said you were in the 10th grade, but, you know, between the two of you, you add up to pretty young. And I am really impressed at how well you both spoke and what level of ownership you've taken of this conference. And it's fantastic that, you know, a couple of really young guys are able to step up and take charge of something that's got international reach and a lot of impact.
Yeah, it's most of us young people doing the conference. I'm not sure of the ages of the other NVIDIAcon organizers, but
our oldest member is JB and Quentin.
And what are they, 35?
Yeah.
Right.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is this year's conference about NVDA, commonly referred to as NVDA-Con.
So before we talk about the NVDA-Con, I suppose many of our listeners are familiar with NVDA itself, but for those who aren't, can you tell us what NVDA is and about its international reach?
Okay, so NVDA stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access, and it is a screen reading software like many others that enables blind and visually impaired people to access computers and software and electronics. So the highlight of NVDA is that it is not only free and open source and thus enables any blind person to use a computer at no additional cost, but it is also community driven, something that I and others at NVIDIAcon really like, so that the community can contribute whatever they wish to, and it gets integrated, incorporated, and it shapes the project as a whole.
So lots of people like you and Derek combine together across the world to help out in the particular ways that each of you can.
It's translated into close to 50 languages, so it can probably speak whatever local language you happen to speak or something that you understand.
So for any of our listeners who want more detailed information about NVDA itself, we did a couple of entire episodes on the topic, and those are number 16, 19, and previously 15, 35.
And this NVDA started some time ago. You're in your 10th or 11th year now of distributing this program around the world, I take it.
Yes, this is the third annual NVDAcon, actually like fourth, but they were informal at the start. And our first formal NVDAcon was last April, which was NVDA's 10th anniversary. So this is NVDA's 11th year of existence.
Quite an accomplishment. So tell us what the NVDAcon is and how it works.
So NVDAcon is an international conference by users and developers of the NVDA screen reader so that users can come chat with other users of NVDA, learn about accomplishments in the NVDA community, and hear from people who are doing great things with NVDA. So it allows NVDA users around the world to have a platform to communicate, to meet each other, and hear from the developers of NVDA, and hear talks from various companies.
Do you actually bring people together physically, or is this all done over the internet?
NVDAcon is an internet-based conference, and anything and everything that takes place does so online, so we don't have any geographical barriers preventing people from congregating as an NVDA community. So it's absolutely internet-based using the TeamTalk conferencing application.
So it sounds like anybody can join from wherever they are and listen in on the conference and maybe even participate as a sort of interested user.
In fact, we've had people from pretty much every continent. I don't think we've had a scientist from Antarctica come, but we've had people from all the continents that people live on. And we've had people who don't have enough bandwidth to communicate over voice, so they just use the text chat to ask questions. So yeah, if you can download the TeamTalk client, you should be able to come.
How do you deal with all of the different time zones? NVDA has users all around the globe.
What NVDAcon does to ensure that most people are able to participate is to not only keep the timing such that continents like North America and Asia, which witness the highest amount of participation, they get conveniently covered, but most importantly, we ensure that we have a recording of all the sessions. We edit them out, polish them. Primarily, Derek and some other audio editors do that work, and we release archives post the conference so that anyone who missed attending that conference still has complete access in the future to all the content, all the information, and all the presentations that took place during NVDAcon.
Oh, that's great. So we are airing this episode a week or two before the conference starts, but if anybody is listening to this a little bit later, they shouldn't feel disappointed that they're going to miss it. They can just go back and listen to the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And what types of topics will be presented at the 2017 conference this year?
So this year we have a range of topics. Of course, we have our keynote from James Tay and Michael Curran, and actually NVAccess has grown now. So now Quentin Christensen and Reef Turner will probably be there as well.
And we should clarify that Mick Curran and Jamie Tay are the lead developers of NVDA, and they actually initiated the project in the first place.
Yes, thanks for mentioning that. So that's basically your annual keynote, like you would see at WWDC or any major developer conference, but it's more user-focused, so it'll include NVAccess talking about what their plans are for the next year, where they've been in the last year, how they envision the community engaging with NVDA in the next couple years, and other things they would like to talk about. The next session we know we're going to have is a session from NVAccess on triaging issues. That will be a session dedicated to how we can get the community more involved in, let's say you're not a developer, but you would like to help out with NVDA. How can we get you involved in not necessarily prioritizing, but like marking an issue as a duplicate or coming in and saying, I need more info before we can tell what's wrong here.
What else would be covered at the conference?
The next thing we're covering at the conference this year is a session from Joseph Lee, the previous chair of NVDAcon, about how we can use these modern Windows 10 apps like the weather app or the alarms app with a screen reader and some of the tricks you can use with Windows 10 apps like object navigation when you're not getting the info you need, as well as how to contact developers and tell them their accessibility issues and work with them to fix it, and how to contact Microsoft to give feedback in Windows 10. And they actually allow you to give accessibility feedback as well.
You said there was an additional session that people might be interested in.
The next session is a session from Leonard in the Netherlands about comparing NVDA to another screen reader or multiple other screen readers from an objective point of view and the positives and negatives of it in various environments.
Well, I'm sure people would enjoy hearing a comparison of all the different screen readers. That would be useful.
Is NVDAcon mostly lectures, or is there a chance for other people to speak and interact?
We will also have two open forums, which is a basically very free-form conference where people can literally just pop in and talk to others. So, for example, I might come in to an open forum and ask the NVDA community, hey, how do I use Microsoft Outlook? I'm having trouble doing a certain task and I don't know how to do it. So it's just a question and answer session. People regularly talk about new voices, what they think of the vocalizer voices, for example. And it's slightly moderated, but we try to keep it as open as possible. So it's basically just a free-for-all.
And what are some of the other topics that are going to be covered?
Another talk we'll be doing is Dictation Bridge with NVDA. So Eyes on Success did an episode with Dictation Bridge, actually, very recently. And we are inviting Dictation Bridge to talk about how Dictation Bridge is a free and open source solution for dictating using NVDA. That will be a lightning talk, which means that it'll be a 15-minute long or 20-minute long talk about a topic, giving some time for questions and answers, and we usually put two or three talks in that session.
That prior episode was number 1708 for anybody who wants to go back and listen to that.
Okay. We also have Google presenting about Google Chrome and how it's accessible and becoming accessible very quickly with NVDA. And that'll be a 15-minute lightning talk as well.
And, of course, we did an episode with the head of accessibility at Google, and that was number 1451.
So that's our schedule for now.
And what kind of time span is this con run over? How many days?
It is a two-day conference, and for some it will be a Friday and a Saturday. For others, it will be a Saturday and Sunday. So it could either be the 19th and 20th or the 20th and 21st of May for people depending on their time zones. So yeah, that's pretty much the time span. And for more details, feel free to check out the website for exact dates and timings and the entire schedule comprehensively listed at nvdacon.org.
And that is NVDACON.
Well, that sounds like a great way for users to understand where NVDA is going, its current status, and give suggestions for the future, as well as help with some of their own problems.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Who can attend NVDACON?
NVDACON International is open to any person from the NVDA community or the assistive technology field who wishes to contribute in its organization or planning. So it isn't strictly tied to a specific group of users on the basis of any criterion, but just anyone who wants to help out and make sure that NVDACON keeps on going and goes on great.
So developers, users, and anybody who's just interested in NVDA.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's really enthusiastic and wants to be on the organizing committee for a future NVDACON?
If you would like to join the NVDACON planning committee, there's a Join Us page on nvdacon.org where you can sign up to the NVDACON planning mailing list and participate with us.
So it sounds like you're already anticipating another NVDA con in 2018. Do you have a rough time frame for that?
NVDA con generally happens in spring of North America, so April, May, or June, depending on when people's schedules are and when people who are planning it have finals or big work projects that they cannot work around. So yes, another NVDA con is planned, so long as there is interest from the NVDA community.
What's amazing to me is how far this project has come along in the past over decade when James Tay and Mick Curran started this on their own. It's really grown into a substantial project. It has a lot of people contributing from all over the world. And one question I've always had in my mind is, you know, eventually they'll get tired of doing this or it'll be too long and they'll, you know, not be available for doing it. But it seems to me you have a big enough organization now to carry on. And I always wonder about the legacy plans. What happens when the original leaders go away? Do you think there's a big enough community now to sustain this for, you know, a substantial length of time further?
I do think so, because in a recent interview that the NV Access staff was doing with Blind Bargains and other agencies at the CSUN convention and elsewhere, they did mention that the organization is financially sustainable and their user base is constantly growing and NVDA has over 100,000 downloads. We haven't got a more recent statistical figure from NV Access, but all in all, the community is proliferating and NVDACON is going, community-driven projects like Dictation Bridge and NVDA Remote, which are essentially simply plugins to NVDA, are being funded. So all in all, at the core, NVDA is there, and it is our opinion that it is very sustainable. It will continue to pass on from generation to generation as long as there exists a need. That is for visually impaired people.
That's great.
And also I would like to point out that NVDA is run by NV Access, so it has an organization behind it, which is very helpful to make sure that it has a future, because unlike a lot of open source projects, it's not developed during free time. It actually has the financial ability to hire full-time developers to work on it.
Now, a lot of this work is done by volunteers, but as you said, there is some paid staff and there is obviously some money needed.
Yes.
Where does most of your funding come from?
Actually, NVDAcon itself is a community effort, but it is endorsed by NV Access, and a lot of our infrastructure is hosted by them. So you can donate to NV Access, the Australian nonprofit and charity behind NVDA, at nvaccess.org. And there, simply by donating to them, you're helping NVDAcon and NVDA stay alive for the future.
And I assume NVDA does get some corporate sponsorship from organizations like Mozilla and others?
Yes, NVDA does receive corporate sponsorship as well as endorsement by Google, Mozilla, Adobe, no longer Yahoo because it's a defunct company or whatever. But yes, it is widely recognized, used for accessibility and internal testing by all these corporate tech giants as well.
Great.
And Amazon is actually an NVDA sponsor now and has been working with NVDA to make their ebook products more accessible to us.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, that's great to see that all these developers have gotten together to provide such an accessible solution for people who can't afford a commercial screen reader, but yet they need access to their computers because they may be visually impaired. You know, although I use a commercial screen reader, I find NVDA useful when my commercial screen reader crashes and something won't work on my computer, and it's a good backup way of finding out what the error is and getting back into the system. So it has uses for all kinds of people. Good job, guys.
Now for this week's final item, how you can attend this year's NVDAcon and how you can help contribute to the future success of both NVDAcon and NVDA itself.
So if people want to find out more about NVDA or the NVDAcon, where would you send them?
We would recommend them to visit our website, nvdacon.org. That is nvdacon.org. And that contains absolutely all the information that any potential participant or attendee or organizer would need to acquire, from schedules, from purposes, from objectives, from all the latest that is being done in the NVDAcon planning procedure, as well as that is to take place in the conference. So the website is what we would redirect users to. However, NVDAcon does maintain a presence on Twitter, as well as it has a mailing list.
What's your Twitter handle?
Just at NVDAcon.
And if people get motivated to try out NVDA, where would they go to download that?
So they can go to try that out at nvaccess.org, nvaccess.org.
And I assume they have a Twitter feed as well?
Yep, that's just at nvaccess.
And I assume one can find directions on the NVDAcon page if one needs to install the TeamTalk program and figure out how to interact with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they should go there.
Mm-hmm. And there are also NVDA Skype groups and mailing lists people can go to if they need help setting that up as well.
So there are lots of ways to get in touch.
Yes.
Feel free to also drop us an email at info@nvdacon.org, and Derek or one of the other NVDAcon organizers will receive your emails and promptly respond to you in case you have any feedback or inquiries about NVDAcon.
Terrific.
Well, NVDA started out as a grassroots effort, and as you can see, the annual conference is also a grassroots effort, and they reach out in as many ways as possible to communicate with the community of users.
So we mentioned a number of previous episodes of Eyes on Success in which we talked about NVDA, Dictation Bridge, etc. And people should know that you can go to the search field on our website to enter the show number to find links to the audio and show notes for that show, or just put in a keyword or search term and find shows related to that keyword or search term. But also, Our regular listeners will know that all the contact information you hear in a show and the references you hear are all contained in the show notes for that episode, and they can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net. I wanted to mention that if people don't want to miss any episodes of Eyes on Success, they can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or using any podcatcher on their smartphone or on their computer. But also, we cover a wide variety of topics, and if you're just interested in particular topics, you might be interested in subscribing to our announcements email list. So if you do that, you'll receive weekly announcements about each show, along with a summary and links to the audio and show notes for that episode. You can subscribe to our announcements list by sending an email to eyesonsuccess, followed by the plus sign, followed by subscribe@googlegroups.com. And that's a pretty low traffic list to keep you informed.
That list only gets one posting a week when we announce each week's show, and maybe a couple more throughout the year. But we have another list where our listeners can interact with each other about topics that were raised during a given week's show.
So if you want to join that list and connect with other listeners to share your thoughts, send an email to EOS_discuss, followed by the plus sign, followed by subscribe@googlegroups.com. And then once you've joined that list, you can post your own thoughts by sending them to EOS_discuss@googlegroups.com.
That's it for show number 1720. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired. The Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired, or CAVI, is a technology school for blind and visually impaired people that offers remote classes covering many topics from music production to computer systems administration. We'll speak with Brian Shaw, one of CAVI's teachers, about their programs and how they work. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.